Welcome, students, to another podcast guiding you on today's lesson. Today's lesson is going to be deciding which graph is best to use for what we have to do. We're going to focus on three kinds of graphs: a pie graph, a line and point graph, and a bar graph. There are many more kinds than that, but we're going to focus on those three. Why don't you bring up the class blog and pause the podcast if you need to do that. On the class blog, I've got three images, one of each kind of graph. The first one, you'll see the pie graph. If you double-click on it, it makes it bigger. And this one is, you know, percentages of students. And then if you click on the next one, it's a line and point graph. You see it has a whole bunch of points that are connected by a line. And if you click on the third one, you have a bar graph. And as you see, it's a couple of bars going like columns, comparing things. Okay, the point of what you really need to know today is that a pie graph is used to compare different sections of a whole. If you've got something that really makes one whole thing that you want to show different portions of, that's what a pie graph is used for. If you see this one, it says student percentages by age. The group of students is one whole. Now, some of the other graphs we're going to have is numbers of students in lunch detention or temperatures. Those are more numbers to compare, and they're not really comparing one whole thing. So that's when you use a pie graph, when you have just a few things and when you're comparing one whole thing. You want a quick visual. Now, that's the point of graphs. Graphs are supposed to give you an impression of some kind of information in a visual in which your mind is able to grasp what is going on kind of quickly. That's why we do a visual, so that it gives your mind access to the numbers. Okay, let's take a look at the point and line graph. Point and line graphs are used when you have a lot of points or numbers that you would like to compare and kind of draw a line in between them. When you don't have a line in between each point, it's called a scatter plot, and I think you've done those with Ms. Makija to kind of show a correlation. But line and point graphs are good when you have a lot of points and you want to see what kind of pattern of going up and down is between them. Now, the next graph is the bar graph, and a bar graph is good when you want to compare not as many points as on a line, and you want to show kind of really a visual of like what's more, what's less. Bars have a way of sort of emphasizing more or less when there aren't that many to compare. Now, what I've just said to you about a whole and a lot of points and not that many to compare is not a truth. You're not going to find it in the dictionary. It's kind of my opinion. But you might find some teachers agreeing with me. If you were to do other kinds of graphs, if you were to make a point graph out of the information we did the pie graph on, it wouldn't be wrong. If you were to do a pie graph of the temperature points, the one that we did the line and point graph of, number two, it wouldn't really be wrong, but it might be hard to understand. Okay, so today I'm giving you a spreadsheet with five sheets on it, and all you have to do is make a graph for each sheet and then reflect on the worksheet why you chose that kind of graph. And I'd like you to choose either pie graph, line and point graph, or bar graph. Again, the idea is that pie graphs is good for comparing different portions of something that kind of totals up to a whole. A line and point graph is good for when you have a lot of points. A bar graph is close to being what it uses in a line and point graph, but usually is better with a little bit less points. Okay? In this one, what is really a right answer is not necessarily 100% absolute. So I'd like to know why you chose each graph when you make them. Okay? Now, here's the last point. Making the graphs on this one is not as easy as our last exercise. Our last exercise, you selected everything and just made a graph. You're going to find that when you make a pie graph, if you select everything, it doesn't always work. when you make a line and point graph, if you select the column with the dates and the column with the numbers, it doesn't always work. There is a strong, how should we say, critical thinking and figuring it out and trial and error and making mistakes portion here. Today, I want you to try to make successful graphs, knowing that maybe you're not going to select all the information to make the graph. Remember, to make a graph in a spreadsheet, you select what you want to be graphed. Sometimes it's all, sometimes it's not. And you go to the menu where it says Insert and select Chart. And from there, you can choose pie graph, point graph, line and point graph, or bar graph. You're going to have to do some experimenting, some trial and error. Okay, kids, thanks for listening, and we will see you in class soon.